Earlier, I was chatting with a new friend, and he mentioned enjoying fly fishing. That brought me back to my childhood when I went fishing by the river with my family. I didn't particularly enjoy fishing, but I did enjoy the outdoors and the time spent with my family. We went fishing on that river that's close to my family's cabin, and there's this gorgeous, gorgeous spot where the river makes an elbow. You have to hike through the forest a little bit to get to that spot. And there the banks are covered with pebbles and the trees lean down over the river like a big green hug. And there are some great rocks that are just perfect for kids who like climbing and jumping, which I did. So yeah, earlier I was brought back to one of those fishing outings. And I remember being 6 or 7, hopping from rock to rock and thinking that this place is the kind of place I could find fairies. Thinking back, I'm not entirely sure what made me think that, but it was probably just like the overall feeling of the place. You know, that place on that day. It was a warm summer day, although it was cooler by the river. The sun was peeking through the leaves and creating changing patterns on the ground. The light was shimmering over the water like moving glitter. Just a very peaceful and joyful sight, really. And then there was that sound. Well, many sounds, really. The forest can be very quiet, but it's never silent. There are insects buzzing, critters crawling through the leaves carpet, little creatures clawing their way up trees, birds singing, wind rustling through the branches, and of course the soft splashing of the river. And it's like music. Music without a beat, a song where all the instruments are doing their own thing. Yet somehow it's still pleasing, still harmonious. And that's a kind of magic, I think. So I feel like on that day, I may have tuned in to that song. Maybe little 6-year-old Alex heard that magical music and thought, this is the day and the place to find fairies.